Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. It is me, your girl, Laborley, aka Cat Lee, and
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
This is how we start off our week. I need y'all to know this. Today is Media Monday. Today is the day that we get into trending topics, what's going on. We jump on this game beat and we handle our business. Oh, child, it's things still to be discussed, and I'm gonna get to that in a minute, but let me get to this real quick. Join the conversation. You could do that by calling in. You can send a text message. You can drop a comment. If you drop a comment or text, it will be read out loud. You drop a comment, it'll be on the screen. If you call in, you will be live on air. Now, the number is 443-551-5963. 443-551-5963. Okay? Let's keep it moving. Listen, if you would like to talk to us about anything, and I do mean anything at all, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, or you can hit us up on our Gmail account, ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com, ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Listen, I'm going to have this on the screen regardless, but I'm going to do it this way today. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast, man. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription that we can get. And I'm going to throw that on the screen just so it continuously scrolls across the screen. That's just how I like it. I'll put that on last. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. And while you're over there, join our coffee community while you're over there. I'll tell you why later. I will. I promise I will. But join the coffee community. So a couple of reasons why I want you to do that, but we'll talk about that later. And if by chance, and I'll throw that on the screen as we go along, you want to donate to the show to help continue to support the show in a monetary fashion. A like, share, and subscription is more like, I love that. I want, that's, but if you decide that you want to donate, Cash App, $AmbitiouslyENT on Venmo, it's at AmbitiouslyENT as well. Okay. All right, I got all that out the way. Ooh, child. It's a mouthful. So, today, let me play this real quick. I'll be right back.
Tired of financial headaches? Are late nights spent balancing books instead of building your business? You need Labora Lee Bookkeeping. We take the stress out of your finances. Labora Lee Bookkeeping offers expert solutions for all your needs. Precise bookkeeping, efficient payroll, and comprehensive tax preparation. We empower small businesses with accurate financial insights, helping them make smart decisions and achieve greater profitability. Stop stressing and start succeeding. Contact Labora Lee Bookkeeping today for a free financial assessment. That's Labora Lee Bookkeeping. Get back to business.
Oh, yeah. You better get back to business if you know, like I know. Because so many people want to focus on their craft, their business at hand. But a lot of times the intricacies of running a business, such as bookkeeping, keeping your books, can be a little tedious. So Labora Lee Bookkeeping, that'll help you out a little bit. Anyway, it is Media Monday. Hi, Doc, honey. It is Media Monday. We got some things to discuss. It's a lot going on besides just Diddy. And I'm going to be honest with you. Like, all right, first, let me start with that first. Okay. So they did, I had two dates. I had the 3rd of July, which was supposed to be the sentencing day. They did not do that day. They're meeting on the, they're having a hearing on the 8th, which is a few things we will find out. We will find out about his trial, you know, how much his sentence, and if, you know, how much time he'll get. What does those charges that he received, what are the details of that? So it's some things that's going to go down. But that will be, the hearing is on the 8th. So that's that. So we're not finished with this Diddy mess, but we are. We don't have to hear about it every single solitary day, which is a pain in the butt. So now that we're past that, let's get into a little sports talk. Because, you know, Sporty K has to pop out every now and again. And this particular story right here caught my eye. Let me get us in the right position. All right. So, as you know, a few years back, toxic Sporty Cat. Yeah, Sporty Cat is in the building. So as you know, a couple of years ago, in DC, the football team, the national football team, you know, they went through this whole transition of a name change. And the reason being is because a lot of people felt as though that the name was very racially charged. So they decided to change the name. They went without a name for a little while. I called them the No Names at the time because they didn't have a name. They was just the Washington football team at the time. Of course, your boy Orange Face has to come in and try to change the game a little bit. So let's get into it, and then I'll give my take on that in a second. But the Washington Command, because now they have a name. They've taken on the name the Commanders. They've been that for about a year or two now. And although I don't really love the name, I didn't love the name when they chose the name, I understood that the name was a part of the location of where the team is from, which is Washington, D.C., right? But I didn't really love the name, but let's get into it. So I'll talk about that in a minute. So the Washington Commanders have no plans to revert to their old name after President Donald Trump shared his take on the matter, saying he would have never gone through with the rebrand. Of course he wouldn't, but he's not. Okay, I'll get to it. I'll keep my points to myself for a second. So the president of the United States chatted with the media from a helipad in Morristown, New Jersey over the weekend when he was asked if he wanted to see the nation's capital football team return to the Redskins moniker it held for 87 years. Trump opened up his response by pointing out that he was about to make a controversial statement and then went on to give his honest answer. And this is what he said. He said, I would, number 47, this is what the president said, I wouldn't have changed the name, but that's there. It just doesn't have the same ring, I guess, the same je ne sais quoi. It doesn't have the same ring to me. This is what he said. He wouldn't say je ne sais quoi. But winning could make everything sound good. Is he saying, okay, Trump, what? So, if they win all of a sudden, the Commanders sound good, but I wouldn't have changed the name. Now, sources say, sources close to the team say, despite what the President of the United States has to say, his recent remarks, the organization's position remains unchanged. And going back to the old nickname simply isn't on the table. So they said, nah, I don't care what he said. Of course, after initially going through the Washington football team, or going by the Washington football team, because I told you it was a name change, the Commander's name was revealed in 2022. I said it's been a couple of years. After the old branding was caught up in a Native American mascot controversy in sports, considered offensive by many. When the billionaire Josh Harris bought the team, he made it clear that the Commander's name was here to stay. Trump disagrees with the stance, as well as the franchise's initial handling of the backlash. But the NFL team, it's a fly here, y'all, I'm sorry. The NFL team don't fall under purview of the executive branch. So safe to say, his opinion doesn't really matter. If I own a team, he not going to sway what I do with my team. It's my team. But like I said, I didn't really love the name. I didn't love the name that they came out with, because it was like so many other names that they could have came out with besides the Commanders. But in my opinion, is it better than the Washington Redskins? Yeah. It is offensive, but he's not the type of person who cares about who he offends. It's really about what he wants. So, therefore, of course he would say something to that nature. Of course he would tell what he would do and all of that stuff. But I don't think he realizes that nobody really cares, and especially right now, nobody really cares about your opinion on anything at this point. So leave them out of your mess and just keep it moving. Let's see what Doc had to say. And leave them out of your mess. Don't bring them in. Let me see. Doc said camera flipped. Nothing cray. Just caught me off guard when I noticed. It didn't flip over here, so I don't know what's going on. He's testing waters, saying what he can get away with. He's been testing waters to see what he can get away with. I don't think he understands that the presidency is not a monarchy. You're not a king, sir. You're just the president until your time is up. And then you can't be reelected anymore after this term. You're done. So what you say, and then at this point, everybody is just waiting for you to just retire and shut up. But yeah, I don't know where my bet is. And you know, normally, because I'm working on, I'll tell y'all about that in a second. Oh, I found it. Yeah. So I'm ready for it now. But I don't think he understands that at this point he is not the desired advice, and especially not for a sports team. They understood what they had to do in order to keep it copacetic with the people. The problem that I see where they differ is he don't care how it affects the people. They do. And the young man who bought the team, well, the man who bought the team, I don't know how young he is. He seems like a younger man than Trump. So he's making the decision for his team that he needs to make, not the decision that Trump wants. Don't laugh at me, Doc. Oh, my gosh. Where'd it go? It's just this one fly. Oh my gosh, flies are different from crickets. They're coming too soon, though. But not the decision that you want, but what is good for their business. And you don't have, although you've had businesses of your own and you ran businesses of your own, that doesn't mean that you have all of the answers for the business. That does not mean that you know everything. You got all the answers. And to be honest with you, oh my gosh, I hate to say it. I know I don't hate to say it. I love to say it, because here's the thing. You didn't necessarily run your businesses yourself. Other people did. They just made you successful. You were just the face. They were the operation. Do I trust anything you say? You're a millionaire, but you've been using other people to facilitate you being a multi-millionaire. And yeah, you ran the business and you made millions, but that doesn't mean your type of business has anything to do with their type of business. So in my opinion, I'm gonna need you to shut up, orange face. Real talk, I'm gonna need you to shut up. I'm gonna need you to not interfere in business that does not involve you. But let's keep it moving. I digress. Doc has said he runs failed businesses, and he's not the only party that's a part of these corporations. In order to run a business, it takes, you can run a business by yourself, but not the kind of businesses that he runs, because there is a such thing as sole proprietorship, but not the type of businesses that he runs. He runs corporations. Well, he ran corporations. So that doesn't mean that he knows. I'm sorry, y'all. It was just sitting there. I wanted to get it. That doesn't mean that he has all the answers to running a business. You feel what I mean? Especially not a football team. He's never owned a football team. So that's that. Get out of the NFL's business. It's time to get in their business, and it's time to get the hell out of it. And this is the time to get the hell out of it. Stay out of their business, sir. Let's keep it moving down. Okay. So, listen here. This is crazy. So, Jake Paul and Tyson are supposed to be getting at it again. So, Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson is part two is going down again. But not in the boxing ring. The two former foes are putting it all on the line with a $1 million bet on Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano. the fight that's coming up. And I've been seeing a lot of commercials for this fight. I don't know. I don't know much about these girls to know who's the better to... I mean, Mike Tyson would know. And I even gave Jake Paul his... He know a little bit about boxing. But so maybe they know better than I do. I've never been a boxer. I'm going to say what I am in real life. But Elgato issued the challenge to, which is Jake Paul, to Mike Tyson, to Iron Mike Tyson, saying he's so confident in the most valuable promotion pug list since this week, since the chance this week. He's willing to throw down a huge chunk of change on it. Paul hit up Tyson on FaceTime to admit the streets were saying Taylor versus Serrano is much better than their own bout, which is crazy. But, okay, I'll get to that in a minute. And since the two ladies are going to add it again, this is number two for their fight, this Friday on Netflix, it would only be right for them to place a friendly wager. I'm not going to lie. When they fought each other, I wasn't that impressed. Like, why is this even happening in the first place? Like, Tyson is an older man. He is a younger man. And in my opinion, the Tyson that is the age of Jake Paul with the bricks off of Jake Paul. But Jake Paul got Tyson at a younger age. I mean, Jake Paul got Tyson at an older age. He ain't the same. He ain't moving the same way. I swung it and I messed up. But anyway, I'm not going to make my show about what's going on here. It's the summertime. Flies come around. Anyway, but that was a nasty matchup anyway. I didn't really appreciate that matchup. And I wasn't that excited to see that matchup because it just made no sense whatsoever. It didn't, not to me anyway. Like, why are you going to fight trying to prove something, but you're not getting the Tyson of yesteryear? You're getting the Tyson of today, and the Tyson of the day, he is Tyson, but he's an older man. So he not fighting the same way he would have fought. Doc said no one was. Not like he wasn't. If you would have fought Tyson in his prime, there's no way you wouldn't have won that fight. Tyson did that for money. For the money. He didn't do it because he felt like he probably ain't even coming in and really fight that hard for real. But I didn't like that matchup. That was an ugly matchup. Now, as far as the ladies are concerned, I don't know how that's going to look. I don't, because again, I said I did not do enough research on these two ladies to know who's going to win what. I don't know. But that's that. Kevontae Turnip, a 3-year NFL veteran, was arrested this weekend for Mary Jane. I'm in love with Mary Jane. Possession and unlawfully carrying a weapon. The Dallas Cowboys wide receiver was booked into the Collin County Jail Saturday after he was arrested for two misdemeanors in Allen, Texas. He was released on Sunday and after reaching out to law enforcement for information so far. It's on the verge. But Turpin played several smaller professional football leagues after graduating TCU. In 2019, including spending the season with the USFL's New Jersey Generals in 2022. Let me tell you why this type of thing bothers me. It's a couple of reasons. One is, although Mary Jane is legal in certain states, it's not legal in all states. It's still a federal crime. But it depends on your jurisdiction on whether or not they gonna get you, right? Like here, for example, in Maryland, it's legal. We have dispensaries. You can now, but it wasn't all, of course it wasn't always, but now it is. And so it's a thing that you could do here and pretty much not get in trouble with. Matter of fact, it's the most freest the state has been when it comes to Mary Jane. Like, you can be outside with it and nobody. And I'm going to tell you, back in the day, I used to be paranoid, like how, like in a, just riding in a car, walking down the street. The paranoia was real, but that is not the case in every state. You cannot do that in every state. And I'm going to tell you for damn sure and for damn certain, Texas is not one of those. So that's first. Carrying an unlawful weapon, which is crazy because Texas is a carry state. Carrying an unlawful weapon in Texas is so insane to me. Like, why would you do a thing like that? Haven't you learned from Plaxico Burress? Haven't you learned from how more recent times Ja Morant and all his bullcrap he got going? Haven't you learned anything? And then you're in Texas, so you have an unlawful, so that means it's not registered, and who knows if they scraping stuff off out there too. I don't know. But it's unlawful. You weren't allowed to have it. Y'all gotta forget. Yeah, you're athletes. Yeah, your life has changed tremendously. You gotta watch your back a little bit more because you got way more money and all that stuff. But you still can't break the law. You're not invincible. You can't get away with every little thing just because you're an athlete. And that's where they get the game messed up. And it's disappointing. And especially for him. Did you hear what I said? I said that man, before he went to the NFL, he had to play for a lot of minor leagues before he even got a chance with the NFL. If I'm looking away, it's not because I'm reading. He played for USFL in New Jersey. A team called the Generals. So you kind of mucked up an opportunity. If they put you off the squad, then who else can you blame but yourself? It don't have nothing to do with being a black man. I mean, although I'm quite sure they would have got you before they would have got the clear man. But you have nobody to blame but yourself. I need y'all to start realizing y'all can't do the same things that street ninjas do. And especially when you're black. You can't. Stop it. Grow up. You're worth millions now. You can't act like you're worth $5 anymore. Or I'm going to take you to Street House. You can't act like you're worth a couple thousand. You're worth millions now at this point. Get your life together. You better hope they don't kick you off the squad. I hope you're worth your weight in gold. Yeah, that is wild because Texas guns are cool. Right? In Texas, you can... It's a carry state. You can carry a firearm there legally. So why are you running around with an illegal firearm? Which is beyond me. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, what? Y'all don't want y'all little careers, huh? Y'all don't want to keep making millions, huh? Y'all don't want that at all. But anyway, let's keep talking about Texas. Because this thing is going on in Texas. And because I have family, although we don't really speak like that, I don't mean I don't love them. I like my solitude. I like to do my own thing. I'm not really a crowd type of person. But I love them nonetheless. They my family. I share blood with them. Like, we found that out for real, with a DNA. They're my family, right? So I don't want anything bad to happen, but recently in Texas, they had devastating floods. And so we're going to get into that real quick. So, the NBA and its Texas based teams are joining forces to donate more than $2 million to help those affected by the devastating floods in the area that left 95 people gone. The league announced on today. They announced it today. The NBA family is heartbroken by the loss of life and devastation because caused by the flooding across Texas Hill Country. The association said in a statement, it's crazy, y'all. This is what their statement said. Our thoughts are with all of those affected by this tragedy, and we extend our deepest gratitude to the heroic first responders and volunteers. Amid so much sorrow, we are inspired by the strength of the Texas community as it comes together during this incredibly difficult time, said the league. You know, a rep for the league stated. Y'all, like, to look at these pictures of the devastation is crazy, and a lot of kids, well, not, because it was 95 people who lost their lives, but then there was a lot, I've seen, since I've been watching the news and things, I've seen a lot of children that were a part of that, like children that were at camp for the summer were affected by that. There was a camp instructor. He lost his life as well. This is devastating. And like I said, I got family in Texas, all over Texas, actually. So it concerns me. But then the NFL is also doing their part. The Leagues Foundation, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Houston Texans are contributing $1.5 million over. And the NLB, the Houston Astros, pledge $1 million to relief efforts for in Central Texas. The flash flood caused by remnant of a tropical storm Barry began on July the 4th. That's crazy. Causing the Guadalupe River to rise 26 feet in 45 minutes. And like I said, 95 people have unfortunately lost their lives. 41 people are still missing. That is crazy work right there. So all my family, I need to make some phone calls because all my family, I hope you guys are okay. That's nuts. That's crazy. That's sad. But a lot of people were devastated by that situation. Okay. We ain't on time. We good. So, of course, my favorite anti-villain always has to peek his head out of the woodworks. And I love him for that. Because he keeps me comically satisfied. Let's say that. So let's get into what 50 had to say. 50 was pleasantly surprised by Diddy dodging the feds. He didn't dodge the feds, y'all. He still got two fed charges. But dodging the feds' most serious charges, and came up with a new nickname for his arch rival. And he called him the gay John Gotti. 50 is out of control. He is out of pocket. What? The backhanded compliment, because it very much was. It was given very backhanded. The backhanded compliment has its merits in Teflon. Diddy was found not guilty of 3 out of 5 counts, which I've been told you that. He was acquitted of racketeering and sex trafficking of Cassie and Jane following their tearful testimonies, all cleared off the table. He's guilty of 2 counts of transportation for the oldest profession in the game. Yeah. So 50 trolled Diddy throughout the trial, even adopting the evil genius of AI Imogen. Because 50 is crazy. But had to tip his hat off and acknowledge his OG title as a bad boy within the music industry. Oh, Lord. Okay, so let's read some of the things that 50 had to say. Because this dude is crazy. 50 Cent, this is what he said. This is on Twitter. This is all on Twitter. So the first thing he said was, Donald doesn't take well to disrespect, and he doesn't forget who chooses to go against him. While working tirelessly to make America great again, there is no room for distraction. He would consider pardoning anyone who was being mistreated, but not Puff Daddy. Child. 50 is crazy. 50 also said he said some really bad things about Trump, and it's not okay. I'm going to reach out so he knows how I feel about this guy. Jeez Louise, 50. 50 is crazy. 50 also said, I didn't say I would nuke anything. I simply said I will make sure Trump is aware. This dude is crazy. He's insane. But did he still face a sentencing on the two Mann Act counts? He could very well be saved with Donald Trump's pardon. Something 50 is also closely watching. The rivalry has ranged from icy to hot for years. Yes, it has. And we know the full spill once 50 the full spill once 50 documentary comes out. We know. I get tea here and there, and we know that this is bigger than just 50 not liking him because he's what he called him, a fruit pop. This is chicks involved. It's all kinds of stuff involved. So 50 is just waiting. He's just waiting to find out what's going to happen next. I'm going to run past this real quick because I really don't like talking about people passing, but I have to talk about it. So we're just going to say Young Noble passed away in the last couple of days, which is actually, but they figured out what he passed away from. And they are saying he's from the Outlaws, by the way, if you don't know where he came from. He worked with Pac. The Outlaws and Pac was a thing. They're saying that he took himself out. But that's what they always say. I don't know. I don't want to get too deep into the story, but may he rest easy. I hope that him and Pac are having a reunion right now. I do. Also, Big Boy's uncle passed away, but he passed away because he was hit with the piece. So he lost the family to the blow of violence last month in Georgia, but they did arrest two people in that case. So that should be a case that should make a lot of noise within, you know, Atlanta at least. I hope that they get their justice because nobody, like, I need y'all to stop playing, trying to play the Most High. No, you don't have the right to take somebody else's life. That's just insane to me. But anyway, let's keep it moving. I want to get to this last thing, and then I will get to love. So, this would be more of the salacious talk. Let's get into it. So, one thing I've always hated about this young lady and her ex-husband is that they always posted all of their business on the internet. It still drives me crazy because it has not stopped. And I'm going to tell you why. So Cardi B and Stefan Diggs have run into a snag in their relationship because Cardi has hit the old delete button on her boyfriend. It's a lot more. I'm just giving you the professional read, and then I'm going to tell you the other stuff. The rapper took to Instagram over the weekend and erased all of her photos with the New England Patriot wide receiver, which is never a good sign. I'll get into that in a minute. So you may recall just last month or two went Instagram official weeks ago. The couple seemed to be in their honeymoon phase. During Memorial Day weekend, Cardi posted a photo of herself and Stefan cuddling on a boat and other pics showing roses and teddy bears, which were probably given to her by the NFL star. What's more, the pair recently enjoyed some alone time in France as Diggs dug into his pockets to run out the Chateau de Farchevalet Castle. Oh, that's cute. Don't he run to the castle? That's kind of cute. Yeah, fun is fun while it lasts, Doc. I promise you. I'm going to put that up on the screen in a minute. Cardi gushed about Stefan's loving gestures all over IG. There were already signs of trouble during the couple's yacht outing. The video surfaced on X of Stefan chatting up a bunch of cute young women on the same boat. Child. Now Cardi B has whipped her IG, wiped her IG of the evidence of Stefan and offered a cryptic message to her fans, saying, "So tired." This was in response to fans speculating online that the couple had ended it, with one asking, "Have they broke up already?" Another wrote, "Damn, they over already? That was quick." Cardi has had a rough time with men in her life, as you know. She's still battling Offset in court over their pending divorce after an ugly breakup. The ex-lovers hitched in 2017 and split for good in 2024 after Cardi filed for the divorce for the second time. Cardi had their divorce tried to divorce Offset one time before, but the two reconciled. Now I could tell you all the other tidbits. So ever since that came out, there's a couple of things that happened. Let's start with Mr. Diggs. He made a comment on a little podcast, whatever, talking about how she smells. And hold on, I'll get to that in a minute, Doc. He made an opinion on how she smells. He said because of her BBL, she smells like, I'm going to give you exactly what he said, because it is nuts. It was insane. I was like, whoa, like, it makes me, even though I don't stink, I smell delicious, actually. And I keep way too much water in my system to ever. But it does kind of make you scared to date. I'm not going to say exactly what he said about her smell, but I'm going to just say he said that she smelled. And you could smell her coming. So you could smell her before she even got in the room. And to be fair, she does have a lot of she did have a lot of surgery. But I don't think that that was your place, Mr. Diggs, to air that out to the world. And you don't look good because you did that. If anything, the only bitches that's dating you at this point in time is dumbasses that's chasing money and hoping they get some from you. Because a real woman would never date a man who comes out and tells some personal shit like that to anybody, let alone say it on a podcast. I was like, that's first. You're wrong, sir. Even if she do stink, you're wrong for exposing that. Like, for what? The fuck are you doing that for? What point did you prove? There are a select few of men out here, even though they grown and all of that shit, that just don't know how to be men. Like, that's so disrespectful and nasty of you. Why would you say a thing like that? They didn't know that. If anybody needs to know it, it's somebody who's going to be in her circumference, not the world. So I would have left your sorry ass alone too, because what the fuck? Stupid ass. Oh, I hate men like him. Like, and maybe she don't stink. Maybe you just mad about something because she not for your shit. Everybody is not for your shit, people. Sometimes you gotta grow the fuck up. Grow a pair. But everybody is not for your shit. And nobody has to deal with your shit. And the sooner y'all get that, the better. You want to be with a person or want to deal with a person, then act like you want to deal with that person to be with that person. If you don't, then don't even indulge. Because one, she's a woman. and she's a Libra. And once we start giving our heart to somebody, we give it wholeheartedly. Like, we give it. We love hard. And you whining and dining her and all of this good stuff, she probably caught a little feelings, and that's probably why she says she done. Because, like, come on, y'all. And then you got Offset crazy ass over here talking about, on IG, talking about all his hoes are still his hoes. And as somebody asks, is he celebrating? He said, for sure, he is celebrating about this shit. Offset, even if she broke up with that dude, that don't mean she coming back to your stupid ass. Y'all gotta stop thinking that us women, the world revolves around y'all. And especially right now in this day and age where a lot of women are okay with just being single. Why? Because they're tired of the fuck shit that come along with dealing with some of y'all. Not all of y'all, just some of y'all. Stop thinking that you got it like that when you don't necessarily have it like that. She endures and she deals with shit because she loves you and she wants to be with you. But once, and especially a Libra, once we tire, we tire. And not necessarily do we announce that we done with shit or we... Now, Cardi is a different breed because she announced everything on fucking social media. And I don't understand that shit because most Libras are private people. But once we're done with you, we're done with you. You out of here. I'm the type of person, I told you my disconnect is real. Once I'm done, I'm done. I don't even announce it. I just disappear. I just ghost your ass. I'm a leaver. I will leave you quick, fast, and in a hurry because life is too short and I'm getting too old to not be happy. Pleased and satisfied. That's my philosophy on life right now. So I'm not doing none of the extras. You can kiss my ass. And I'm quite sure that's how she feel about Stefan. And I'm more than certain that's how she felt about Offset, which is why she got the divorce in the first place. You dig? Okay, I hope you do. You dig, dicks? I hope you do. All right. Yeah, he was talking all kinds of trash about her. And it's like, what kind of man are you? Why is this a conversation? I expect that for somebody who is not or hasn't dated a person. But for somebody who dated a person, like, what the fuck? Let me see. All right, let me go back because you had more comments than a little bit. Okay. First, you said it was fun. Not who you thought. Who you thought it was, Doc? Tell me who you thought it was that I was about to talk about. You said, I wonder who you thought I was going to talk about, babe. Oh, no, not who I thought it was. It was fun while it lasted. It was. And I think for her, she needs to focus on, she was just supposed to be having fun. She wasn't really supposed to, and especially because one is she going through a divorce. Two is when you go through a fresh breakup, you need time.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
To let the wounds heal before you focus on somebody else. That's probably why I took the last few years to be single. So I could focus on me and not necessarily some other than your children, some man. You feel me? And there's nothing wrong with dating, but first, heal first. And I don't feel like she was really doing that. I think she was just trying to get back at Offset like a dumbass. Keep it real. Wait, let me read over here because it's big on the screen. Keep it real. Is it not what she really want? He was cool. that ain't what she really wanted. She wanted her husband. This is the problem. This is where everybody get it twisted. She didn't really necessarily, I mean, she liked him. He was cute. He was cool. He was cute. Muscly body, and she tiny, so it works. You feel me? He bigger than her, so it works. But that's not what she really wanted. Every woman wants her family. Most women, a good woman, not a woman, not a little skank or whatever you call them, where you at, not a 304, not a woman. Every woman wants her family to be a unit. She wants her husband to be in a household with her, and they have a loving family. Now, is that what she necessarily gets? No. But that's what a woman wants, a real woman. But then when your husband keep cheating on you repeatedly, just keeps cheating on you, it got to be a time where you got to let that shit go. And so that's what happened. She was with him, gushing all over Offset, wanted to be with Offset and all of that good stuff, but he kept stepping out. So she decided that she was going to go ahead and do her own thing. And it wasn't that's what she wanted. She can't sit around being moping around being sad because she ain't with him no more. That's not how that works, and definitely not how that works for Libras. We move on. This Libra, like I said, is a lever. Act up if you want to, and I'm leaving your ass behind, and I ain't going to make no announcements about it. But, and he was cool and all, but he wasn't that cool, obviously. Look what he said about her. Nah, that ain't cool. That ain't cool. Nothing about him is cool. What you mean, huh? Damn. Yeah, he said all kinds of shit about her, so now... Yeah, that is disrespectful. Very disrespectful, Doc. It was so disrespectful. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Like, sorry, even if you felt that way, even if she do stink, you don't have to tell everybody else that she stink. Like, that's crazy to me. Doc said, even if so, he possibly took her down. Ain't no possibly. He did. He still got him guts. He did. Because why you think she was gushing? He did. He took her down. Make it make sense. None of it makes sense. I just need her Offset to keep their little relationship off of the internet. Because it's annoying. Wait a minute. He said he knocked her pH off and didn't know it was him. Another theory. How old is he? I don't know. Let's see how old Stefan Diggs is. I don't know how old he is. Let's find out. And then that's the other thing. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Doc, for saying that, because a lot of people don't understand. Let's get his age. He's 31. And that's about the right age, because she's about that age, too. So he's in his 30s. She is, too. So, medical facts. Fellas. When you sleep with multiple women, you're passing, and especially if you're doing it unprotected, you're passing juice to juice to juice to juice. You definitely can throw off a woman's pH balance. So while you saying she stank, but he not saying, I'm going to tell you that in a minute. So when you saying she stank, maybe it's your fault that she stank, because you keep dipping in other pots. When you ain't keeping your spoon in the pot where it belongs. So now you got her juice and her juices mixing, and now the pH is all off. But can't tell y'all nothing. And at 31, he don't know that him dipping from different, dipping and dipping and dipping, that he could be the cause of the smell. A lot of men, even in their 40s and 50s, don't know that, but I'm here to tell you it can be possible. I remember Nick Cannon had a conversation about that, about a woman smelling, and somebody brought that to his attention. Like, dude, you do know. And especially you, because you got 12 kids. You dipping in women raw, you exchanging the juices. It gets in your little winker hole. And it stays there until you go into the next person raw, and now their juices have mixed. It don't go away, dumbass. Okay, whatever. Laugh out loud at you dig digs. Yeah, you dig digs, like stupid. But you could tell a YN. You be more little sis. Just jokes, Krishana. I'm talking about even one of their stupid days. She is not, let me get that off. That's not my be more little sis. Not for my sister lives in the same house I lived in. She ain't got nothing to do with me. Her and her family need to get their affairs in order. But yeah, real talk, like, just cut it out, y'all. Stop acting like you're the perfect one and the other person. No, maybe you're fucked up. And Diggs, you're fucked up. Because why would you do a thing like that? I wouldn't date him. They could be fools if they want to and date him. Laugh out loud. Old school heifer, my mama would say. Or skeezer. Yeah, my uncle shaking my head. Yeah, I like them names. Heifer and skeezer, they still run rampant in my vocabulary. I still say those things. Realist-ish cat. I'm just saying. LFG, what is that? I don't know what that is. Not Nick Cannon. Well, he did. He also had a comment about the smell of a woman. And I'm like, y'all keep thinking that we just come smelling good. If you're dipping in there and then you dip over here and then you come and bring it back to me, now all of our juices is mixed together and we stink. Like, all of us. Not just me. All of us. You feel me? You're mixing the juices. That's why they say the act of schmacks, you exchange energies. You exchange energies in the mind, but you also exchange energies from the fluids that you exchange, and especially if you're doing the unprotective. I'm just saying. I need y'all to get it together. But Diggs, you are wrong. You are wrong. I don't like you. I don't like the Patriots anyway. Team Raven. But you are wrong. The kiss and tell is ugly. It's not befitting of a grown-ass man. The kiss and tell was unnecessary. You didn't even have to. Y'all could have just broke up without even saying anything. Nobody would have gave a shit. All y'all had to say was like, all right, we're not together no more. You didn't have to go on a whole spell. She stank. That's too much. Too much. Doc said body flora and pheromones. Yes, energy exchange. Exactly. But no, you can't tell nobody nothing because they got it all figured out and they just be at peace with running around and dipping in everything. Y'all, I promise you, nobody can understand why I decided to not be having relations with people. This type of shit. I'm cool off that. And actually gave me a little bit more clarity. I think it opened up my third eye. I'm not sure. But it made me understand the bullshit that I did not want in my life. And it made me understand certain things. Damn it. Fly, you was gone. Now you gonna come back? It made me understand a lot about my stance on everything. Oh, and then the nigga wanna fight. Boy, I like you spunky. Come on. Come on back over here. I'm sorry, y'all. I done stopped the show to fight a fly. Anyway, but it made me understand a lot about who I am. And I hope this situation helps her understand about who she is and what she really wants. Maybe she needs to take a break. You feel me? I'm going to get this ninja one way or another. But maybe she needs to take some time. And like I said, that's why her getting in a relationship with him was not a good, like, don't get in a relationship. All right, date. It's nothing wrong with dating. I'm just saying don't get into no relationship where you feel like you get ready to commit yourself to somebody. Because why? Because people are crazy out here. It's a lot of fuck shit behavior going around. And in order to preserve, so it's all about self-preservation. And in order to preserve what you got going on, you just got to stay clear for a second. Take some time, like I said, to heal. Get your mind right. Get all your thoughts together about what kind of man it is that you want to be with. And then go from there. But don't rush into no relationship, especially just because that nigga can't keep his little dangling in his pants. You feel me? Because Offset couldn't keep his in his pants don't mean that you need to go and run and do the same thing. She didn't technically because she only dated one person. We've only heard about the one person. But he's young-minded too. I mean, at 31, He ain't dead yet, baby. So stop thinking you're going to get something serious out of a 31-year-old man. You're not spunky. Yeah, this fly's a little spunky. I like it. You know, I like when they make me fight them for real. First it was the crickets, now it's a fly. But it's only one fly, and it just, I don't know where it came from, but whatever. I'm going to get it. It's going to die tonight. It is time for the lump notes. It is definitely time for the love notes. The fly got me behind on my schedule. Y'all, we got a new country alert, by the way. This little spunky fly just messed up everything. We got a new country alert, so that's that. So let's get into that right now. It is now time for the love notes. Before I get to that, anybody who is watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, I love you. Thank you for watching. You guys are amazing. Thank you. Thank you. That's live love. Oh, wait. I'm sorry, because I keep leaving them out because they're in there. So anybody watching from Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, or Rumble, thank you. I appreciate you so much. And we go up over on Rumble, so I got to stop forgetting them. But thank you. That's live love. And I love you guys. Thank you. I appreciate the support. And all of that good stuff. It's love, man. It's love. But now it's time for me to get into the other kind of love that I have to give. These people, they're our listening audience. And I went off on a tangent today, kind of a little bit, sort of, talking about something that was bothering me. It keeps bothering me because people always got something to say about who I got on my show, whatever. So, but in the melee of that, I also posted screenshots of what country, like what it looks like, what a map looks like what our download looks like, what our download path looks like or journey looks like on a map, because I get those insights when I'm, you know, checking on our data. And man, to look at it on a map to see where, like, the little pings are or whatever is insane. So, yeah, it's time for the love notes, and I'm going to get into those. Like I said, we got a new country alert today. And if y'all hear me back here going crazy, it's because I'm trying to fight the spunky fly. Because that nigga spunky, he trying to fight me, or she, I don't even know what it is. It might be a female, because she a little spunky. I'm going to say it's a female fly, even though I don't even know if that's a thing. But let me get my bag together first, because I swear while I'm off the screen, it's going down. Anyway, it's time for love notes. How do we come up with love notes? Well, I used to call it love. Dot used to call it show notes. I was never going to call it show notes, but we used to bicker a little bit and go back and forth. But then one day we came to a compromise, and what we understood is there is no love without compromise. And so now we call it love notes, and I wouldn't change it for the world. Thanks, Doc. Thanks for being a little bickery bee. Sorry, though, but it is now time for the love notes. Hold on. Let me get in the position. All right. It is now time for the love notes. It's all love. I love you guys. Thank you. Oh, nope. Can't do that yet. Sorry, I got to fix it. Y'all know I don't do this. And this is ugly. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let me get it together. Let me get it together. All right. Now I can do it. Now I can do it. It's love. It's all love. Thank you for the love, man. Thanks for the love. I appreciate y'all. Shout out to the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium, specifically Brussels. You guys are amazing. Thank you for the constant love and support. I promise you, these countries, I look at the list, I try to change it. I'll tell you that in a minute. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. Thank you for the love. Thank you. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, Nepal. I love you all. Thank you for the love and support. Oh, my gosh. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, booze. Love you too. Oh my gosh, I love you so much. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Hi, honeys. I love you. Thank you for the love and support. You guys are extraordinary. And I don't know, y'all. Like, I'm elated from all this love and support and these downloads. You guys are amazing. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, Jamaica. Hold on, one time for the one time. Slovakia, Ukraine, and Peru. Hi, Bulls. I love you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Italy, Egypt, Malta, Tanzania, and Cambodia. Welcome, Cambodia. I appreciate you guys so much. You guys are extraordinary. Thank you for coming through and checking the podcast. And make sure you come back and check it out again, because you never know what we might be talking about around here. We be saying all kinds of crazy stuff. I done cussed off Stefan Diggs just that quick. But he is a piece of shit of a man. And like, why would you do that? That kiss and tell is not cute, fellas. You don't always have to have a conversation about the chick you smashing. You just don't. Be a grown man for once. Be like, nah, I'm kiss and tell. That's between me and her. Whatever the issue was, whatever the issue was. But you don't run out and tell the world. That's like, that's how you could tell Stefan is still a little ass boy. Because why the fuck would you say some shit like that, you dumbass? Anyway, let's see what Doc has said. Doc has said, top flight, catch the vibes. Don't let the waters be tested. No U.S. kings, nah. And I don't think that'll ever happen in this country, to be honest with you. Like, and I think that he wants to be the king so bad. Like, he wants to turn it into a monarchy. But that's not going to happen. Sir, do you understand that the Revolutionary War was based upon people not wanting a king anymore? Because England were the people in charge of us. We had a king. Even at the opportunity where George Washington could have been king, because that was proposed. Thanks, Alexander Hamilton, for proposing that, you fucker. I mean, I love Alexander Hamilton because he's the reason why our financial system is the way it is right now. I mean, like, we have a financial system, but he proposed that at one point in time. George Washington was like, nah, I ain't doing that. I don't want to be the king. You know what I mean? And so that didn't happen. So no, we don't want a king. We never wanted a king, and that's why we don't have a king. Worldwide consent and understanding can avoid assent that you, sir, may cause. Understanding and communication is key, but fun is fun, grow and learn. Listen, I like how you tried to respell consent, but it was no non-consent. It was just, you are an asshole for kissing and telling. Don't do that. Even if she do stink, you don't come out and say that. You're not a man. That is very little boy behavior. What are you, like 12? Fuck, going around, she stink. Oh my gosh. If you ladies date him, you dumb as fuck. Because he'll talk about you too as soon as shit go wrong. That was dumb. Dumbest shit I ever heard of. Whatever. I'm on a no Stefan Diggs. And he played for the Patriots, so that's already a no-no for me. But come on, sir. Grow up. Anyway. That's probably why Offset laughing. Because he like, he acting like a little ass boy. You're not supposed to kiss and tell. You're not supposed to be out here. Even if she do stink, you're not supposed to tell nobody. Doc has said, hit the like button. Tune in to the show. Tune in. Live show. Radio show. And get the app. And listen, Linda. My name is Kat Lee. And I approve this message. And I'm going to throw this out here. Yeah, baby. Sound effects is popping. But yeah, my name is Kat Lee. And I approve this message. But yeah, that's very little boy-ass behavior. Even little boys got money, apparently. But that was just the dumbest thing I ever heard. Let me see. Sporty Cat hasn't left the building. No Patriot. Nope, not at all. Nope, never liked the Patriots. Will never like the Patriots. All the sounds. Yeah, we got some sound effects joint going on right now. Got some sound effects on, but yeah, nah, I ain't never been a Patriots fan. I never liked them. I don't like that. I didn't like that the coach always had the hood on, looking like the Emperor from Star Wars. Yay, Star Wars! I didn't like none of that. I didn't like it. Never liked Tom Brady, I didn't like it. Then they had that psychopath Aaron Hernandez on the team out here just taking everybody out that he possibly can. It was a couple. They had a couple of good players. I don't get it wrong. Trust it. They had some good players, but I've never been a Patriot fan. But I never hated a team more than I hate the Steelers. I could kind of deal with the Patriots a little bit. But the Steelers, definitely on my shit list for life. Not a fan. But anyway. All right. I'm going to get out of sporty cat mode. Insane. I got to jump out of sporty cat real quick. But nah, I ain't really big on the Patriots. Actually, before we had, we had a football team at first. It was called the Baltimore Colts. Then the Baltimore Colts moved to Indianapolis. Now they're in the Indianapolis Colts. Okay, cool. I don't even think I was born when that happened. I think I was not even a thought when that happened. They just packed up in the middle of the night on the Mayflower truck and was out like deuces, right? So we had one before that. But then, when we didn't have a football team for all those many years in between, I was an Eagles fan, actually. So it is what it is. I love my birds. So it is what it is. But anyway, let's get into some things we need to get into, y'all. I know. I'm a weirdo. I like different types of shit. I'm a weirdo. I'm weird like that. I like sports. Some, not all sports, just certain sports. I like Hamilton, the Broadway musical. I love history, period. I told right now. Oh, and I got a new book. I am bringing it in here. I'll bring it in here tomorrow. But I love books. I'm adding to the library right now. I have the Federalist Papers. I showed y'all that already. The Art of War. These are the newer books that I added to the collection. The Art of War. It's the Gettysburg's Address along with other speeches. Oh, and I also had the Runner's Pathway. And I actually was thinking about doing an episode of Hood History on that particular book because it's only like a 15-page book. It's not even a real book. It's more, it's really a pamphlet, but it's like America's first sexual scandal. And I would like to cover that. I think I want to get into that because it's titillating. And it's the first time a ninja snitched on himself after cheating on his woman. So I want to talk about it. I think I want to have a conversation about that. Oh, Doc, we could role play with that. That should be fun. Anyway, but yeah, so I'm building on the library. I mean, I already have a little library, but I'm adding. This year is the year of adding on to my library, and especially with historical content. Damn it. This little spunky-ass fly. Come on. Come on. Come on, sucker. Yeah. Oh, I keep forgetting it's a fly. They're kind of fast. I'm going to get it, though. Watch. I'm going to wait till it's chilling. I'm going to beat the fur off of it. Anyway, let's get to the things. This fly is going to get on my last nerve. So let me just get this out the way. Remember, I said you could join the conversation. You can join the conversation at any time. You can call in. You will be live on air. You can send a text message. I will read it live on air. Or you can drop a comment. I will read that live on air and it'll be on the screen. Everything is on air, right? But join the conversation. You should. Want to set us up about anything, contact at ambitiouslyent.com or ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Yep. Mm-hmm. Remember to hold on. Remember to like, share, and subscribe. We need every like, every share, and every subscription that we can get, and we appreciate it in advance. We do. If you want to donate, to the show, you can donate on Cash App. It's $A with a capital A, ambitiously ENT, capital A. Remember that, ambitiously ENT. Or you can donate on Venmo at ambitiously ENT. Everything is ambitiously ENT with me, baby. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. Join our coffee community while you're over there so we can have salacious and titillating and taboo conversations. And I can cuss whenever the fuck I feel like it. I'm tired of, well, go over to Rumble because, listen, the rearrangements are coming. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to just do it. Big shout out to our DJ, DJ Rukazi. Man, I appreciate him so much. He always does this thing. So big shout out to DJ Rukazi. And let us know how you feel about the mixes. We would like to know. We would like to know. That's how all them sounds. Wait a minute, I gotta hold my back for a second on my neck. Yeah. But yeah, big shout out to DJ Rukazi. We love you, boo. We love you. I'm really on some shoe fly don't bother me right now. And that's crazy. I should not be feeling like this right now. Anyway, I don't even know how this nigga got in here. Other parts of the building, yeah, but in here is crazy. Anyway, big shout out to DJ Rukazi though. What else did I have to tell y'all? There's something else I had to tell y'all. I don't got it on it. It's gonna take too long. I'll show y'all tomorrow. But yeah, it's going down off this piece. It's going down. I'm going to kill this fly. Watch. Yeah, come on, sucker. I'm ready for it. Like, this. Okay, whatever. Anyway, look, it's getting me tight right now. I don't even know what is. Why this fly is just determined to bother me right now. I don't know, but it's just all over the place. Anyway, time for me to say the things that I'm here to say, baby. I say these things at the end of every night just to keep you abreast, keep you in the know about what you should know, which is mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business. Some business you need to just not be involved in, except for on the Media Monday where I tell everybody's business because I'm nosy as hell. I am, and I want y'all to be nosy with me because it's fun. Look how much fun I had cussing out Stephon Diggs today. Diggs. Don't date him. He on a no date list. But yeah, it's fun. Mind your business though, other than that. Tap in, I try not to tell people's business, but if there's a reason for me to, I will. It's not intentional, but sometimes it calls for that. Wiretap, I'm definitely telling business. If you are despicable, disgusting, foul, depraved, heinous, sinister, diabolical, stupid, dumbass, idiot, and you have a fucking court case, and I can pull it, and I'm pretty good at pulling court cases, and it's high profile enough for me to talk about it. Oh, no. Just please know that I'm going to talk about it. Me and my partner in good here, who just said, shout out, salute to Rukazi. Yeah, I'm going to talk about it because you shouldn't be any of those things anyway. Now, dang, I want to pull this up. I don't know if it's going to come up in time for me to say it. I doubt it, but I'll pull it up tomorrow. I have it ready for tomorrow. Wet and Wired Wednesdays, which we're going to do one this Wednesday because we need to just release. We need to debrief and release from all of this Diddy shit. And I don't even know if we're going to really get a chance to do it. I'm going to mix it up because we got to finish the story, what's happening, and some more other stuff. So we're going to do our Wet and Wire, but I am going to give y'all a little bit of tidbit of information about what's going on with the whole Diddy situation, or maybe even a little bit tomorrow night too. But it's more me and Doc's business because we crazy. And then cattails. This is what I was talking about pulling up real quick, but I don't think it's going to download in time for me to pull it up. So I have it ready for tomorrow. But cattails coming real soon. We're working on it. It's coming together. Coming real soon. Now, basically, I tell people's business, but it's really my business. But they did stuff to me to make me want to tell the story. And so don't do anything that's foul or malicious to me. and I won't tell the story. I won't have a story to tell. But as long as you already have, or perhaps will in the near future, just know that I will tell the story. Now, here's the thing. I won't say your name. So the only way they're going to know it's you is if your stupid ass decides to get up there and drop a comment or whatever. They won't know it's you because I changed the names. So when you come in with your little nonsense, and I mean, they can ask me if it's you, and I'm because you said something, I'm going to be honest. And yeah, it was that person right there, because what the fuck? Who told you to come and say something? You chose to, so that's on you. What would Doc say? A hit dog will holler. Yeah, so shut up and won't nobody know shit. But yeah, Cass, it's coming. He did some work. Let me see if I could pull it up while I say the rest of my things, and then I show y'all just a tidbit of what's going on around here. Let me see how fast it takes. Let me see. Let me see how fast that goes. Anyway, yeah, but it's coming, and shut up. Oh, it might work out in our favor. Anyway, love your babies, hug your babies, encourage your babies, and tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. That is your job as a freaking parent. I know a lot of people don't take being a parent as a serious job, but it is. That's your job. When you decided to lay down and bump uglies and create that child, it became your job, dumbass. So do it. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary. What the hell else they do over there at NASA? I don't know. I've never worked for NASA. I don't know. It's taking forever. I've never worked for NASA. But I do know you need to get yourself a telescope, a good one, a really good one. Get yourself a telescope. And, get yourself a telescope. We might got action. We might have some action. Oh, yeah, we got some action. I'll show y'all that in a minute. Get yourself a telescope, a good one. Not the kind that you look through your neighbor's windows with, you perv. Get a good one. Might require a little bit of assembly, but it does come with scopes, beams, lenses. And an app if you get a good one. National Geographic. I'm still waiting for my sponsorship deal because I'll be promoting y'all like muck. But yeah, get yourself a telescope. Go outside with your kids. Maybe discover some shit. Maybe a comet, a mirror. I hope they're going past and not coming towards you. Or a freaking app. Listen, you know the good stuff. A planet that's not a planet anymore, but in my opinion, it'll always be a planet because they made me believe that it was a planet when I was in school. Now it's not a planet. No, fuck you. It's always a planet. Or UFO. And if I'm not saying this to you, because what I thought about in my head is if they beam you up, they're going to probe you anyway. And so they're going to have the information anyway. And I'll be damned. So let me give you the message. So when they do probe you, they can already have the message. I do not want to be beamed up, Scotty, nor do I want to be proved. So skip my house and go to another house. Don't come in. I don't want no parts. Not one bit of parts of that action. No. Let me show y'all cattails real quick. It's going to be brief. Because I can't. How it's going to begin anyway. Hold on. Let me get it. But I don't want to be beamed up. But whatever, you know what I mean? Whatever it is, that encourage them. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be best. NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, freaking commentator, engineer, because I got those over there. I don't know what else the hell they do over there at NASCAR. What I do know is that they have a need for speed. And at one point in time, the muscle car was king. And in my opinion, the muscle car is always king. You know the saying, put the pedal to the metal. They weren't talking about this fiberglass shit y'all driving right now. They was talking about the muscle car. Show them some love. My bad. Show them some love. Before I get to my fair warning, let me show you something real quick. Oh, Chocolate did get to be show and tell, Kat. Ew. Hold on. Let me get y'all right real quick. Let me add this to the screen. Yeah, cattails is coming. Hold on. Why is it? Did it just fall? Yeah, cattails is coming. I don't know why this looked like that, but now I gotta fix it. I don't like it. Let me say something real quick. I'll be right back. Why is this like this? But anyway, cattails is coming. It's a work in progress. Don't get too used to that, because that's gonna get fixed. But cattails is coming. Yeah. So time for your fair warning. I feel like you deserve it so that we can be friends forever and ever and forever and ever. He said, from Sporty Cat to Show and Tell. Okay. Yeah. You know how that go. I gotta show you some stuff sometimes. But anyway, let me get this off the screen. I don't know what's going on around here. But I'm going to have to fix that, though. I don't like that. I'm going to have it fixed. Nonetheless, it is time for your fair warning. I want us to be friends forever. So hear my warning. Hear my cry. Stay in your fucking lane. My lane, your lane, not the same. Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. We should not be crossing over into each other's lanes. We should not be zigzagging and stuff. It's dangerous. We should not. You jump in my lane, you're going to get something that you do not want. And I always tell you every show, do not break the glass. Do not push the button in, because if you do, you're going to get hurt. You do not want her. You do not want her at all. She is not nice. She is not kind. She is not sweet. She is not none of those things at all. Not one bit. Oh, yeah. It's all good. I knew you. And you was here. So that's enough for me. I'll be okay without that. But she is not kind. She is not sweet. She is not none of those things. So just stay in your fucking lane. It's not rocket science. You don't want her. But you ain't missed that, baby. You want the 2-for-1 special. Let me pull out the menu real quick. On the 2-for-1 special menu, you get a little bit of her. Oh, and if you get her, baby. Oh, so delicious. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly, and all of that good stuff. And if you get her, let me throw this on the screen real quick. Hey, you big purr bitches. If you get her, you're gonna get her, who I'm about to give y'all real quick, as an added bonus. You want these two. You want her. Hey, you big purr bitches. Listen, if Kat is purring, Kat is a happy, happy girl. A happy girl. You want Kat to purr. You don't want Kat to roar. Because if she break out the roar, it's get ready to get super ugly. Oh, did I just find an old phone? I did. I had to look at this. I don't know what this phone. But anyway, you don't want the first one. She's not nice. I promise you she's not. She's not. Plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? Now that I said the cat, I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your lane and everything's copacetic. Cool. Cool and copacetic. I promise you. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. Some battles, you gotta be like, you know what? Fuck that shit. You won. Because, bitch, I'm gonna live another day to fight the war. That's it. It's plain and simple. There's some people in this world that I say do not follow in their footsteps, because obviously they have not learned to not fight the battle. They keep fighting stupid ass battle instead of focusing on the war. Now you're in this position, and I gotta go in on him because he did some shit over the weekend too. I just didn't talk about it because he's not really. This is the only way, in my opinion, he's worth talking about. You don't follow in his footsteps. Do not start a lawsuit in a battle that you engaged in. Don't make stupid ass songs talking about what the fuck did you miss, you stupid bitch. You didn't miss shit. You was here for all of it. You saw it all. How? He was in Toronto. You saw it, you dumbass. You just trying to act like you all trying to be all cool, calm, and collected. No, you're not. You're not. You're bothered. You're uneasy. Let's keep it real. Let's call it a spade a spade. You're uneasy as shit. That's why you making songs. Talk about what did you miss driving around Toronto in a van as if that's going to change. No. It's some people, I'm more than certain, that live in Toronto that still love you, but it's a lot of people in Toronto that love Kendrick. Stop playing. Stop playing. Plus, you lied, and we know that you lied because I can't hit up there because I don't want to hit my monitors. We know that you lied because you said you study hip hop. You said you study rap battles. Then if you study any of those things, then you would have known that Mobb Deep told you that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. Petty Boots. They said that you can run, baby Caligula, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done took, little Boots. They said you walk around with your head down, scared to look, Drake. They said you shook, and ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to duck, scared to fuck, shook. All right. Mama say, mama say, mama say. Mama say, mama say, mama say. All right, I'm calm down. You gonna get me in trouble, boy. You are. Worry about the war. Fuck the battle. Worry about winning the war. I'm worried about winning the war. Fuck all your small ass, petty, bullshit ass battles. I'm gonna win the war, bitch. Anyway. Calm it down a little bit. Calm it down. Be you. Be authentically, amazingly, genuinely you. Don't let nobody tell you what you should be, how you should be, what you should be doing. Don't let nobody tell you none of that shit. Just be who you are. Even if they say they hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, and the way that you dress. If you dress like a weirdo, be the best dressed weirdo ever. If you walk like a weirdo, then walk your walk, baby. Walk your walk. Just don't make up fake accents. That's not cool. It's not cute. It's not attractive. But be who you are, okay? And if you're making up fake accents, then you can't really be who you are anyway. Remember, what they eat does not make you shit, and vice versa, what you eat don't make them shit even, right? You can't make anybody happy. You will never be able to make anybody happy. You can add to their happiness, but you cannot make them happy. So don't focus on that. Focus on making you happy. Because if you're happy, then your happiness will go in their direction. Then you will be able to assist in their happiness. But don't focus on your happiness, baby. You came in this world by yourself. You want to leave by yourself. So focus on you and what you got going on. You feel me? I'm going to leave the conjoined twins out of this because I feel crazy saying that. But that's what it is, right? Listen, no matter how you try to fix whatever their issue is and please and appease people, you won't. They'll find something to pick on, nitpick about later. It'll just be a temporary satisfaction. And I keep telling y'all, tell that bitch Misery to stay the fuck where she is. I tell her all the time, bitch, don't bring your ass over here. I don't want no part of that. Not one single solitary part of that. I don't. So just stay your miserable ass where the fuck you are. Dream. Dream big. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe. And travel into a new dimension. Dream that big. Right? Dream that big. And then once you realize and visualize the dream, plan and execute. Because it's not going to just happen because you had a dream, you had a vision. You have to put it together. You have to make it happen in order for it to happen. So with that being said, I got to fly to kill. Now, before I do that, let me do this because I don't like when you do this. Oh, no. Wrong person. Oh, what's going on here? No. Okay, I think that's temporary. We need to get out of here. No. That's not who I wanted. I wanted this motherfucker. Doc, send a message real quick so I can see what's happening. But anyway, whatever the case may be, y'all, I love y'all. Stay out of trouble. Enjoy your life. Have a great life. Okay, good. I see. Good. That wasn't you. That happened to you. Whew, child, scared the crap out of me. But live your life. Have a great time. You know, just being who you are. Don't let nobody fucking fuck your life. You know what I mean? Because they will. People try that all the time. But whatever the case may be, live your life. Enjoy your life. And I will be back tomorrow, Doc and I, for the tap-in. So make sure you tune in tomorrow night at 9:30 for the tap-in. I got to get out of here, y'all. I got to fly to kill. This ninja. Oh, yeah, I do approve it. Sorry, let me say that real quick before I get out of here. Hold on. Hold on one second. I got to do this one time. My name is Kat Lee, and I approve this message. Oh, yeah, I approve this message. Anyway, y'all, I will see y'all tomorrow night. Make sure you tune in. Always a good time. Always a festive time. Good night, y'all. Hip Hop Hippie out. Bye. I gotta go.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.